Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Mind Over Metal podcast. I am your host, Ava Cooper, and today I'm interviewing my dream guest, so I'm going to let him introduce himself super quickly.
All right. So, hey, guys. So, my name is Dontavius Hill, Team USA high jumper, competed at Auburn University and now training professionally for the next World Championships and upcoming Olympics. So,
that's so awesome. So, for those who don't know, if you know me, you know that this is literally my idol in track. I also, for my 18th birthday, my mom got me your autograph. So I don't know if you remember that, but.
Yeah, I remember.
That is, so there you go, just for those who don't know. I've always loved watching your videos, whether you're jumping at a meet or posting inspirational content and just tips in high jump. So this is just like a dream come true. So first I'm going to name your accomplishments. He is an Olympic trials qualifier, 3-time Team USA athlete, 2-time Team USA captain, 5-time NCAA All-American, 2-time NCAA bronze medalist, 4-time SEC silver medalist, and he jumps a personal best of 7 feet, 5 inches or 2.26 meters in high jump. So. That is so incredible. I'm going to just start with my first question. So how did you first get started in high jump?
So I got started because my older brother, he was a high jumper. So first off, I did track for the first time when I was in the seventh grade. I was a 400 meter runner. And eighth grade, same deal. And then when I was in the eighth grade, my older brother was high jumping as a ninth grader. And he ended up jumping 6'4" and qualifying for the state championship. So I said, okay, when I get to the ninth grade, I'm going to do the same thing that he's doing. So that's how I kind of got my intro into high jump. And my freshman year, I only competed one time. It was a junior varsity meet, and I ended up jumping 4'8". And it was a co-ed meet, so I lost to girls in my first competition. So it was an interesting experience, but that's how I got my start.
That's awesome. I started in seventh grade, too, and I originally had no idea anything about track. I didn't know high jump was a thing. And I was doing hurdles at practice, and they just said I was like flying over them like this. Yeah. So like, let's just try high jump. And I fell in love with it. I remember I won my first meet at 4 feet in seventh grade, which I think is so funny thinking about. I don't know how no one could clear 4 feet, but so my next question, who/what motivates you?
I'll say now what used to motivate me when I was younger coming up was my older brother that I mentioned. He was also really great at other sports, so I always looked up to him, and that's one of the main reasons why I decided to pursue high jump. Other people in my life who've motivated me, my mom, my dad, but today I would say my biggest motivation are the young athletes who are coming up behind me, who are middle school, high school, and even now in college. I'm very motivated to see these younger athletes pursuing some of the things that I pursued in the past, and also reaching out to me for advice.
Wow, I love that answer. What's your favorite memory from track?
I would say one of my favorite memory was at the SEC Championships in 2021. It was when I got my first SEC silver medal. So I had just got finished competing, and I was watching my best friend compete, James. He's a pole vaulter. He's also pretty much the person who kind of introduced me to having a relationship with God, things of that nature. And he got me my first Bible and everything. But we were both competing. I had just got second in the high jump, and he was pole vaulting. And he cleared a PR, and it put him in a silver medal position. And as soon as he jumped off the mat, me, him, and our coach, we all ran toward each other like a diamond, and we just all collided like in a hug. Oh, it was like a perfect moment. Like, I never felt anything like that before.
That's awesome. I have a similar moment when I was in high school. I really struggled to break like the 5 feet mark. Like, I could never clear 5 feet. And I knew once I did that, I could keep going up. But it was just like that mental barrier of doing it. And when I finally cleared it, I just ran and hugged like the first person I saw. I was like, ah! It was so funny because I was like, I don't even know you, but we're just gonna hug and jump on the ground right now. So I know that feeling of just getting that goal and celebrating with someone. What is your favorite place you've traveled to because of track?
I would say favorite experience, definitely the Bahamas. So I had already traveled to the Bahamas before, like on a cruise. But when I went for this track meet, they had us staying at a basically like a resort kind of deal. And we were there with all the different teams and different countries. And it was just such a cool experience because it was like a vacation, but it was a track meet, you know. They had a pool, you know, they had activities and all kind of stuff. So
that is like paradise.
Yeah.
Track and Caribbean. Wow. I love that. What does a typical training week look like for you?
So, you know, weight training, you know, at least 2 to 3 times a week, hitting the track, getting some high jump drills and technical things in at least 2 times per week or so. And yeah, you know, that's to put it simply, you know, weights and hitting the track, trying to get some recovery in when I'm jumping a lot, but yeah.
Yeah, I just recently discovered how much the weight room really does help because I've always hated lifting weights. And then I actually started to see progress in my jumps and my coach was like, yeah, I've been telling you that. So can you tell me about how you use your social media to coach younger athletes?
Yeah, so I can tell you how it started. So when I was a freshman and a sophomore in college, the younger athletes would reach out to me because I had jumped 7 feet in high school and they kind of saw me competing at Auburn. So they would kind of ask me for advice and things, and I would just help them as much as I could. And then by my senior year of college, it evolved into me just posting more content of sharing my journey and also trying to share things that can also help, you know, young athletes and high jumpers. So now I would say I primarily use my social media to teach athletes about, you know, high jump technique, also how to be motivated and, you know, using your journey and seeing other people's journey and using it as inspiration, you know, to build within yourself and trying to focus on yourself and not on everything else that's, you know, surrounding you. So that's really my core message, you know, focusing on yourself, keeping God first. So.
Yes, I know you've definitely inspired me for sure. I love watching your videos. I've been watching them for years. So
glad I could inspire you.
Yes. How do you mentally prepare for an important meet such as the Olympic trials or the NCAA championships?
Well, I feel the best preparation for me is to, you know, treat it like any other meet. I performed my best when I felt like I was loose. I felt like I was at home or just doing the same things I've always done. That is when I perform my best. So I would say the best preparation that has been for me is to, you know, relax, enjoy it, and have fun. You know, and I feel like some of my worst moments was when I was taking it entirely too seriously and being stressed out and hoping to do good, you know. But so the best way to prepare for me is to relax.
That's the same for me. My coach always says that we need to be serious. And then me and my friend Pam will be like, we won't do good. We have to be joking and having fun or else we just get in our heads. So definitely the same. Have you ever struggled with self-doubt or setbacks and how did you overcome them?
Yes, a lot of them. So growing up, I was a smaller kid. I wasn't very athletic. So I used to always want to make teams. And, you know, I started playing sports at 4 years old with football. So I just never really got in the game. You know, I was just always so small and not athletic. So pretty much from the age of 4 up to really like 15 or really 13, I really was never given, I would say, a fair opportunity to play or given a chance because of my size and my unathleticism, I guess. So that I struggled with that a lot growing up. But when I got to high school, I was given, you know, more opportunities to play different sports. Like I got to play football and basketball and run track, You know, so even though I may not have been getting some of those opportunities I may have wanted, I at least got to spread the wealth over multiple sports, you know, and that's kind of how my youth career went when it came to setbacks, just not really making teams and feeling sad, you know, even crying at times, or a lot of times when I didn't make teams. But throughout college, I was kind of stagnant. I felt stagnant for a while. In college, when I first started, I came in as a 7-footer and jumped 7-1 as a freshman. But then sophomore year, COVID came, and that stopped everything in 2020. Didn't jump any higher then, jumped like 6'11". Then junior year, jumped 7'3" one time, and everything else was 6'11". That was the same year I got the medal with the great moment I talked about earlier. So then I didn't really succeed again until my senior year. Right, so that's from freshman to senior year, not necessarily succeeding or earning anything. So yeah, I felt like a real long stagnation period through college, but I finally succeeded in the end when I decided to enjoy it and have fun with it.
Yeah, so I'm sort of similar. Last year, I got a PR my freshman year in indoor season at our indoor championships, and then I have not jumped it again since then, so I feel like I'm going through what you're talking about right now, but I'm learning to trust the process and enjoy it, like you said. So my next question, what's been your proudest moment representing Team USA?
I would say I had a really big moment the past championship I competed in, which was the 2023 Pan American Games. What happened was, so I was coming off of an injury. So I got injured during my last season at Auburn. I twisted my knee in the SEC championship because I was trying to jump a new PR and get a gold for the first time. You know, I'm a four-time silver medalist, you know, and I knew this was my last chance. So I really just tried to full send it, and I twisted my leg. And I had to recover from that injury and qualify for NCAA championships through the hurt knee. And that was a big moment for me as well. But I didn't do well at NCAAs as well as I would have wanted. I jumped 7'1.5". And then we went to the USA championships. And I ended up jumping 7'3.25" and making the USA team again. Which was a really awesome moment for me. That was my last time competing in an Auburn jersey, so I was glad I was able to finish on a good note. And then that brings us to the moment where I say, okay, this was my proudest moment on Team USA, because I had just come off of that injury, and I went to the Pan American Games, and I finished 5th, and I barely missed getting a PR. You know, and I just felt like it was like a full circle moment of me coming off of this injury and almost PRing at an international championship. And yeah, it was just a beautiful moment. I had the crowd involved. It's one of my favorite videos that I've ever made. So yeah, I love it.
That's a great story. I love that. What goals do you have set right now? And it can be track related or not.
I would say one of my biggest goals is to start making more high jump content and motivational, inspirational content. I feel as though content is an art, and it's a beautiful thing when you can touch the hearts of multiple people. And I feel like I just need to do more of it so that more people can get help. So that's one of my biggest goals. Another one of my biggest goals, track related, I want to make the Olympic team. So that is 3 years out, but I just want to give it another try. You know, I felt like I did really well during the 2024 Olympic season, and I just didn't finish in the end. So I really want to give it another try and see what I can do, because I truly do believe that I can be an Olympian. So that's one of my biggest goals. Another one, I want to jump higher. So I want to jump 7'7" and 3/4", which is about 2.5-inch PR. So yeah.
Wow. Yes, I know you can do it. I will be following along too.
Thank you.
Yes, I remember when you made it to the Olympic trials when you qualified for that. And me and my mom were like, did you see this? Look. Like, I feel like I've been like just behind a screen following your journey every step of the way. So I will be watching for that.
Awesome.
What is one thing that you wish more people understood about high jump?
I would say I wish they understood the importance of the individuality of it, how reliant it is on oneself. Like, I know a lot of people sometimes, like, we're looking for this outer source or this outer thing, or even when kids reach out to me like, hey, I need this, right? And I help them with it, but at the end of the day, they have to go and do it, you know? And it's like, if more, you know, young athletes or people looking in a sport or anything understood that the determining factor is just you, what you're willing to do, then I believe, you know, they will get more of the outcomes that they want. So yeah, just understand the individuality of it. And another thing I want to mention, not underestimating the power of energy around you. So that comes with coaches, teammates, friends, and family. That can literally determine how high you jump in the competition. But on an even deeper note, it can also determine how successful you are in life, just based off of the people that are around you. You know, if you're more around people who are kind of lazy, or they just put people down or gossip all the time, you'll become more of that kind of person. But if you're more around people who are uplifting and trying to do something positive, you'll become more of that kind of person. So the same thing I believe is true in sports or anything that you try to achieve.
Yes, I recently learned this because my best friend Sharika on my team, she's absolutely amazing. And I've been like training with her and really just spending time with her, and I can see how I'm getting better as an athlete. And she also is just the most humble and amazing person. So she also helps with mindset as well. So I definitely agree with that. It's the people you surround yourself with that really benefit you in the end.
Right.
What advice would you give to younger athletes who want to follow in your footsteps?
I would say, you know, the number one advice, which is kind of cliche, but it's true, is to never give up. So I've had so many times in my life, like from playing different sports from the age of 4 years old, like it was so bad, Ava, that I just really wanted to quit. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just, I just always felt like I was never going to succeed. Right. So my biggest advice in anything that you do, even if it's high jump or anything, is to never give up, because you never know when that moment or that breakthrough is going to come. You know, I went from jumping 6'3" as a junior, which is, you know, relatively average for a junior in high school, to jumping 7 feet as a senior, right? And 7 feet is really good for a high school athlete, but it's nowhere near what 7'5" is, you know, and now I can jump 7'5". And that only happened from never giving up, you know, so that is truly my biggest advice. And another thing that I learned from my journey is, sports isn't everything, right? Sports is a medium that we can use in life to, you know, I would say have a form of self-expression. But one thing I wish I knew when I was younger was, even if I never succeeded in sports, I would still mean something to the world. And growing up, I didn't really feel that way. Even if I had good grades, even if I was a kind or nice person, I feel like I'm still missing something because I'm not good in a sport. But I want kids to know that even if you're not good in a sport or whatever activity or whatever your friends may do, and they may be good and you may not be yet, you still have value in the world. You know, you still mean something to someone.
Yes, that is amazing. I love your story of resilience, because just imagine younger you looking at where you are now. They would be in complete shock.
Yeah.
And also, that's the whole reason I'm doing this podcast, is because I want people to know that your value doesn't come based off a placement on a podium.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I really love your answer, because that is exactly why I'm doing this.
Awesome.
Let's see. How do you work on maintaining good mental health even when going through difficult periods of training and competing?
Yeah, so this was something that I had to learn throughout the process. So at first, I used to kind of just take every day as it comes. But I learned to set goals for myself, whether that be physical or mental, and try and work towards a goal. So whenever I'm working towards a goal and understanding where I want to be, that puts me in a place of understanding where I am, right? And I feel like one of the biggest places that anxiety and, you know, things that could influence poor mental health come from not knowing, or, you know, not knowing what's going to happen, or feeling fearful or scared, or all these different things like can cause all these feelings. But I feel as though if you set goals for yourself and you kind of see where you are in track and understand yourself, it'll be a whole lot better for you mentally, right? Because there won't be any wondering, because you'll know where you want to be and where you are. Mm-hmm. So setting goals was a big one for me.
Well, that's a great idea and advice for other people. I also, yes, when I have anxiety, I also take time to pray about it too.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you do, because you post about God all the time, which is another reason why I love watching your content so much. So, yes. I prayed before this interview that it would go well because I was nervous. So I definitely do that all the time.
Yes. And I would love to share another story real quick.
Okay. Yes.
So during the NCAA championships indoors, this is one of the most anxious moments of my life and on the track. Because I was having not so good season in my last year at Auburn, and I wanted to really prove that I was still good or something like that. So I was talking to my coach, one of my coaches, and he was like, you know, DT, you just have to be good for one moment. You don't have to feel like you have to be perfect or like a Superman. Let's just do it when we're on the apron. And one thing he really said was, you know, focus on one, you know, like focus on an audience of one. I'm not sure if you ever heard that, but the audience of one is basically signifying God. And don't think about everybody else and everyone else's opinions. Just focus on God as your audience of one, so that you can get that true clarity and that true, you know, feeling of peace while you're competing. And that really helped me a lot. So I really wanted to share that.
Wow, I've never heard of that saying before. Yeah. I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm sure that will pop up next time I'm feeling anxious. So what have you learned about yourself beyond just being an athlete?
So I would say I've learned that I have flaws. So when I was younger, like when I told you about how I used to not succeed at different things, I would always blame other people. And I would say, oh, I'm not this because this person wouldn't put me in a game, or this person doesn't think this. I would always externally, you know, project and say, you're the reason why I'm not this. But as I got older, I realized that I have flaws and that I'm not always right. You know, that's another thing. When I was younger, I used to always think I was right, or that I would try to do things perfect or something. But as I got older, I understood, okay, I have things that I have to work on, and I have to take accountability and try and be better, whether that's as an athlete, as a person, as a student, and take responsibility for the results that are happening in my own life, right? So that was the biggest thing I learned about myself, which I believe has allowed me to experience the most growth as a person.
That's such a great story for anyone listening. So before we round this out, do you have any final comments you want to share?
I would say, I guess I can make a comment about social media. So social media is a great thing, you know, when used in a positive manner. So my message to the youth, I know social media is a big deal and everyone wants to post and everyone wants to be famous or go viral. And when I was first starting social media, when I was like 22, when I finally started to post consistently, all I wanted to do was go viral and get as many followers as possible. And my message to the youth is to focus on, you know, trying to provide value to the world or having a purpose. Whether that is to be glorifying God, you know, that's a part of what I like to do. You know, sharing your journey, have a purpose, and don't chase numbers and don't just say, I want to go viral or get followers, because that is an empty chase, because there will never be an amount of followers that will satisfy you or amount of likes or videos. It's just another, it's just something else to add to the pile, right? So definitely focus on finding purpose. And if that is with God, you know, that is what I would recommend when it comes to content, trying to find how you can glorify God or share the gospel through content. Yeah.
Wow. That was amazing advice. You have been such a good guest. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to do this for me.
Of course. Thank you so much. This was awesome. Those are some great questions, and I hope this helps some athletes who watches this. And yeah,
yes, thank you so much. You're truly my dream guest. So all of my friends know how much you inspire me, and this is just amazing. So thank you so much, and thank you everyone for listening to episode 4 of the Mind Over Metal podcast.
All right.